Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hello, my name is
Yes.
Candace and I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer.
Okay, go ahead and transfer.
Thank you.
All right, hello, sir.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Okay. I'm Con Network, so if I go in and out,
it's okay.
Network, so I'm sorry.
Yeah. If you have to put me on hold or anything, just let me know. I'll try to go as fast as I can. Again, my name is Courtney, and this is on a recorded line. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Of Joshua Arizona.
All right. And how do you spell your first name?
J-O-S-U-E.
J-O-S-U-E. And then how do you spell your last name?
E-R-I-S-N-O-R.
Say it one more time.
E-R-I-S-N-O-R.
Okay. All right, sir, and you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and you did not have an attorney at this time, correct?
No.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you haven't sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or signed any other documents with any other law firm, correct?
No.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was in February
2023. February 2023. Thank you for confirming that. And I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
Do you know this, by chance, do you know the subtype of the NHL that you were diagnosed with?
That would be non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Okay. And And you are filing on behalf of yourself. You said your diagnosis date was February 2023. Do you know approximately when in February you were diagnosed?
The 8th.
February
8th?
Okay. Thank
yes.
you. All right. And were you spraying the Roundup? Was this for home or at work or both?
This is from my home.
At your home?
My backyard in the garden area.
Okay. And what's your home address that you're spraying it at?
24 Oakwood Place in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
I'm sorry, you got to speak up just a little bit.
Sorry, it's 24 Oakwood Place in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oakwood Place. If at any time we are disconnected, I will call you from a 949 area code. Is this your cell phone that I'm speaking to you on?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Is it Bogota? Is it B-O-G-O-T-A? Is that how you say it?
No, it's... Hold up. Can you repeat that for me one more time?
240 Oakwood Avenue?
No, Oakwood Place.
Oakwood Place.
Yeah. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, 07208.
Elizabeth, New Jersey. Zero seven two zero eight.
Yes.
Thank you. Sorry for the confusion. Yeah, that for some reason when they transfer the call, it's a little broken up.
Okay.
And then did you have any friends or family members or anyone else that you know that may need help filing a claim?
Maybe my brother, but I haven't spoken to him about it. I'll let him know if anything.
Okay, you can always give
him a chat to you directly.
Yeah, I'll give you my phone number and you can have him call me directly. That would be wonderful.
Okay,
and then you were between the ages of 18 and 79 when you were diagnosed. About how many years were you
yes.
spraying the Roundup for?
I would say like 13.
13 years? Okay. And then you were spraying the Roundup for more than 10 days or more, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then... this is your cell phone. You are a U.S. resident, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and then do you have any of these illnesses, HIV, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C?
No hepatitis C, no.
Okay, arthritis? Okay, I just have to ask you these questions.
No.
Arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, hepatitis B, or an organ transplant?
No.
Okay. Yeah, they just make us, it's a lot of repetitive questions, but they just make us ask. And then you have no family history of cancer?
Only aunt of mine's on my father's side had cancer in her stomach.
Pancreatic?
I guess if that's what you want to call it, yeah.
I think pretty sure it's with stomach. It's like what, your grandpa?
I think it was her pancreas. She had to get removed or something like that.
Okay. I'll put stomach cancer. I'll just put stomach cancer because that can be all
like
of that.
She passed away, I would say, 2014.
Okay. That was your grandma?
No, that was my aunt, my father's sister.
Oh, okay. I'm so sorry to hear that.
I appreciate it.
Okay, and then, okay, okay, so your first name is J-O-S-U-E, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and then your last name is E-R-I-S-O-N-R?
S, no, E-R-I-S. N-O-R.
Isnor.
Yeah, Arisnor.
Isnor. Okay, sorry. I didn't want to say it wrong. I apologize. Thank you. Do you have a suffix in your name, sir? Like, are you a junior?
Can you repeat that for me one more time? You kind of broke up.
Yeah. Are you a junior or senior at all?
No.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a male.
Okay. And then what is your date of birth?
July 5th, 1987.
Yes. Okay. And then your marital status at this time, are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Okay. Never married?
I was married. I'm married, but I was filed single because me and the person that I was married to aren't together right now.
Okay. And then what is your social? Can you verify your social?
13988-9280.
The last four again, sorry.
9280.
13988-9280, correct?
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then okay. And then what's your height and your weight? How tall are you?
I'm not growing anymore, but I'll follow you.
It's like a trick question, huh?
85 now.
It's trying to trick you. I'm just kidding. When was your first connection between the injuries and the roundup, between the roundup and the diagnosis? Was it like right away? When the doctor told you had cancer, or was it like a little bit after?
Yeah, it was right away. We did surgery not too long, like a couple of days after, like 2 to 3 days after.
Okay, so it was February. Let's see really quick.
8th.
Yeah, February 8th was when you got diagnosed. And then, so what day do you think you had surgery?
Yeah. It was like 2 days after the February 10th.
10th? Okay.
2023.
Okay. And again, it's to the best of your knowledge. Like, if something's wrong, you can talk to the attorneys about it. This is just like an idea of they want to get of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay. All right. And then, obviously, you found out when you went to the hospital you were getting sick. Is that when you started to put two and two together? Like, something's wrong?
Yeah, I started having this chest pain. Yeah. And, like, I started losing weight, like, wear and night sweats and, like, fevers. I couldn't really understand, like, what was going on with me.
Okay. So your symptoms were getting worse, and all right, became ill. I went to the doctors. Okay, and then what's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
In the afternoon, anywhere after 12.
Okay, and then what's the best email for you that you have access to?
My first and last name at gmail.com.
Perfect, thank you so much. gmail.com. And then, okay, so how, you said you were doing it for like 13 years. How often were you spraying? Yeah. Once a month, twice a month?
I would say 2 to 3 times a month.
2597587. Okay, the 908-259-7587, that's your direct cell phone, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so you say like 3 times a month. Were you doing it every month throughout the year?
Yeah. So 12? Like 2 to 3 times a month. Yeah.
Okay, so let's do okay. So it's like 36 times a year, and you're doing it for 13 years. 468 exposures. Okay. That's a lot. You're young.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, luckily, it didn't take me out.
Yeah. And you were spraying Roundup for a full year before you're diagnosed. So you said, when did you stop using the Roundup? Was it like right up to your, like February of 2023?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you think you started using it in like 2010?
I started using it in August 2010.
August? Like August 1st, do you think?
I would say August, August 5th, August.
Okay. August 5th, 2010. Yeah. It's just an idea. They just want an idea. Yeah. So then I put August 5th, 2010, yeah. And then you stopped using it, what, February 1st of 2023?
I would say around January, because, like, I started seeing stuff about it. And, you know, I'm like, maybe something's not right. Like, and then I started going to, like, feeling weird. Like,
yeah, the symptoms.
So then I would say, like, right before I kind of got diagnosed, I would say, like, I stopped using it.
Okay. Okay, first. Doctor. Okay. And then you're doing it monthly. Were you spraying it with a hand sprayer, backpack? How are you applying it?
A spray bottle.
Okay. And then did you ever wear any type of protective gloves or like masks or anything?
No, I didn't think I needed to.
And you're just doing it like around your fence line property area?
Yes.
All right. And then this was in New Jersey. Okay. And this was in New Jersey. And then it was residential. You were directly exposed, correct? You were the one spraying it. And you were the one.
Yes.
Directly exposed every time that I was sprayed. which leaves you with, like I said earlier, 468 exposures in a lifetime, maybe more. Okay. Yeah. Do you live near a water well, or do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides like Agent Orange or Benzines or anything like that?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. Were you using concentrate or pre-mixed?
Concentrated.
Okay. And then where were you purchasing it? Like somewhere, like a Home Depot in New Jersey somewhere?
It was a CVS.
A CVS?
Yes.
And where was that located in New Jersey?
That's in Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, New Jersey. Is it on Westfield Avenue or Rahway? Westfield Avenue, there's a lot of them.
I did them both, actually.
Which one? I'll put both of them. It's fine. It's 214 Rahway Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then did you have proof of purchase? Like, do you have credit card receipts, or would you be able to show that? Like, on your, like, did you ever pay with it with, like, a credit card or, like, your bank card or anything like that?
Mostly cash.
Mostly cash?
Mostly cash when I buy.
Do you have any of it in your possession still, or do you have pictures of it, or?
No, I don't have any in my possession anymore.
You don't have any in, like, in your garage or anything?
I would have to look for you. I'm at work. I won't even tell you yes, because I'm at work.
Yeah. Okay, so may be able to, because that's really important if you do, may be able to provide. It helps your case. Provide that.
Okay.
Just like so you're aware. Don't think you're going to get like in trouble for having it or something. No. Yeah, you want to have it. And then it says, do you have receipts? I'll just put, do you want me to put yes or no?
I don't want to give you 100% lie and say that.
I'll put no. I would say yes. And then I'll put no for position. I'll say you may be able to provide that. Do you smoke?
Okay. No.
Okay, you're currently employed. Who's your current employer?
I work for AGI for the airport.
AG what?
AGI.
And that's in Elizabethtown, New Jersey?
No, that's in North New Jersey.
The airport?
Yes.
Okay. It's a good company to work for.
It's all right. I can't complain.
Alliance Ground? Yeah, no, it's a great employer. You probably have good benefits. Did you miss any work because of it? Did you lose a lot of work because of your diagnosis and, like, treatment?
Well, yeah, I did, but I wasn't at this company at the time.
Okay. I'll just put it. How about how long? Like, a couple years? A year? How long were you unable to work for?
I would say I was like the whole year. Last year I didn't really work at all.
Yeah.
Just like getting back on my feet.
Okay. Yeah. No. Of course. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Any other lawsuits, disability, or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy or had been convicted of a crime?
No.
Okay. And then you do have medical records that could show your cancer type and all that in your medical history, correct? Okay,
yes.
So do you know your diagnosing doctor's name?
Say that again?
Do you know your doctor's name?
My doctor's name? Yes.
What's his
name? The doctor that did the surgery for me or my
family? Yeah, your cancer doctor.
His name is Dr. Robert Koo.
Dr. Robert Koo?
Dr. Robert Koo, C-O-L-E.
Okay, and he's in Masando, New York? No, that's not him.
Say that again?
Hold on one second. Robert Cole. Is he in Elizabethtown? Is that his?
The surgery was done at the hospital, so I can't tell you.
I found him.
Too much on.
I found him. Hold on 1 second. Okay. All right, and just 1 second. Make us get all this information, so I apologize. What was the name of the hospital?
I did it at the Trent Taj Regional Medical Center in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Trent?
Trinitas, Trinitas, Regional Medical Center.
There you go. Found it. Okay. And you said that your surgery was on the 13th?
Say that again.
Or your surgery was on
February 10th.
February 10th. Yeah. Let me see really quick. All right. I'm almost done. Sorry. I'm going as fast as I can.
No problem. I got a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we're almost done. I'm going to put his name, oncologist, Robert Cole. So basically, how has this impacted your life, if you could put it in short term?
It took away time from my children, from work.
You have kids? Okay.
Yes, I have 4 children. Took a lot of time away from them. It just made me, like, look at life differently now. So anything that comes with any type of chemicals or anything that has to do with spraying that comes with a bottle, I definitely make sure I read what ingredients are in there. I take very much precaution now. Everything I do, I especially use PPP for it. I make sure I have gloves, masks, anything. So that's basically how it changed, impacted my life.
Yeah.
I thought I wasn't gonna be here, but I'm still here. By the grace of God.
Yeah. No. Yeah. My prayers are with you, dude. That's crazy. I mean, I couldn't imagine going through that. I mean, I don't know how it feels. I've talked to thousands of people that are in your same situation, but you know, it's case by case, and I really hope that this works out for you. I'm glad to see that you're doing. Obviously, you're doing better, but you're still in remission, correct?
Yes. So it's like, you got to understand when, like, it feels like, I can't understand. It's like you ever been in a pool and water got in your nose?
Yeah.
Okay, so it tried, like, you ever thought about, like, what somebody says, like, they breathing underwater? That's what it kind of feels like. It's like a big pain in your chest. Like, it's weird. It's like, you feel like you can't breathe at times.
Yeah, no, so I can only imagine.
It's like a ripping of your chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, dude, that's horrible. I know, because I ask people, I'm like, I mean, and a lot of the people I've talked to are like, oh, no, they I was on, morphine or whatever because it's so painful. I'm like, that's horrible.
Yeah. They gave me morphine patches to put on my chest for the pain. That's what I was using.
Oh, my God.
And we did 3 rounds of chemo for 5 months. So.
It was
very another bone.
Yeah, did you
thing too? Like, it kind of hurt.
Yeah, did you do chemo? Or I'm sorry, did you have surgery as well, or just the chemo?
I did surgery first, then.
That's right. Okay, that's what I thought. Okay. Okay, so what is your current mailing address? We're almost finished.
24 Oakwood Place in Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Oh, it's the same residence?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's what I asked you earlier. We must have broken up the call. I asked you that earlier because I wanted to make sure if it was the same place. Okay, I have it. 24 Oakwood Place.
Yeah, same place.
Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yes.
And then Union County 07208. Yes. We do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you. This is just to make sure that we can ensure the case for you and your family, especially your kids. You could put someone that lives with you or someone that doesn't. It's completely up to you.
I would put Marie Mentor.
Marie?
Let me put my daughter.
What's her name?
Josiah Arizona, J-A-S-I-A-H.
I-A-H.
Her last name is, yes, her last name swings mine. I'll give you a number.
Okay, hold on. I have to copy your last
name.
Her
phone number is 908.
Hold on, 908.
Mm-hmm. 422. 4942.
Okay. How old is she?
She's 17.
That's good that you have your kids to help you. That's wonderful. Okay, let's see.
Yeah.
902.
Luckily, she's old enough.
Okay, so I'm just going to, I'm almost done. I'm just going to go ahead and verify a couple more things, and then I'm going to send you some documents for you to review and sign while I'm on the phone with you, and then we're pretty much finished, sir. So hold on 1 second. Did you have any questions for me? I know you got to get back to work, so.
No, I have no questions for you.
Okay, so your daughter's first name is J-A-S-I-A-H?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So just to confirm, sir, you are filing a claim on behalf of yourself after spraying the Roundup spray. You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Your diagnosis date was... Hold on 1 second. Make sure this is all right. Okay. Your diagnosis date was 2/8/2023. After using it at home, you sprayed it for approximately 13 years. You are between the ages of 18 and 79. You sprayed it for at least 10 days or more. You are a U.S. resident. And I have the last four of your social as 9280. Your birthday is 7/5/1987.
Yes.
Okay. And I have your first name as J-O-S-U-E, last name E-R-I-S-N-O-R.
Yeah.
Okay. And then related issues, that's all the same. Okay, you started using Roundup 8/5/2010, and then you stopped using it 1/1/2023. Does that sound correct?
Mm-hmm.
You were directly exposed, approximately 468 in your lifetime. And all right, I think I have everything. Let me go ahead. So the system's going to generate some documents I'm going to send over to you. I'll text them to you because sometimes that's easier for you to review. Then I got to get back to work. And then what I'll also do is I'll send you a direct text message from my direct line at my desk. So if you have any questions moving forward, you can contact me. And I'll also send you the attorney's information.
Okay.
Right. So hold on 1 second. You're like one of the most recent ones I've handled.
Okay.
Like yours is, you know what I mean? Yours is fairly new. Like, I mean, within like the last year. Most people are like years and years. All right.
Okay.
All right. So I went ahead and texted to you. Have you ever used a DocuSign agreement before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So basically, you're just going to follow the prompt. You can open it through your text messages or through your email, whatever is easier for you. Go ahead and adopt and sign the signature, tap the fields, and then let me know once you've completed it and press finish.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, I think you are, no, not yet. All right, yeah, you're done. Okay, so thank you for doing that. Once you, since you've completed that, it's going to send you a PDF to your email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and then I'm going to send you a text message right now from a direct line. Again, Joshua, you can call me anytime if you have any questions. Before we wrap up the call, I know you got to get off the phone. Just to let you know, this is a legal agreement between you and the law firm. So it is really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then basically,
okay.
You know, this is your case and we can only help you if you're responsive when the attorneys reach out to you. So it's really important that, you know,
okay.
They contact you, you reach out to them, okay? There's my contact information, and then this is the law firm's. Okay, so save my phone number, and I saved yours. And I wish you nothing but the best of luck. My heart goes out to you and your family, and I really hope that this can help in any way.
Thank you.
Yes, of course. You have a wonderful day, sir.
You do the same. I'll be waiting for the attorney's phone call.
Yeah, yeah. And then call me like next week if you don't hear anything. You can check back in with me or you can even text me too. I get text messages on this line.
All right, I got you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.